This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
On the line is also Joe Lowenthal from the band Tora. Joe, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
How are you? Thanks for coming on so early as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really good.
I'm sure you're in some kind of early morning rehearsing session or preparing for a band.
Actually, I've got a day trip to Sydney for a couple of interviews, so I'm not on practice schedule today. Have a day off.
Nice, just enjoy the holiday. Mm. Well, thank you for fitting us into your busy interview schedule to tell us about Take a Rest, which is what you're doing today. So tell us about Take a Rest.
Yeah.
It's a 15-track album that we spent 2 or 3 years writing. While we were touring the world, in 2015 we spent 6.5 months touring US, Canada and Europe and Mexico. And so over that time we gathered a whole lot of inspiration and experience, and basically just wrote a lot of the songs on the road. And then when we came back we spent a month or 6 weeks finishing it off all together, producing it in our home town, Byron Bay. It's basically packed full of all kinds of sounds from our guitarist Garden, and songs that just mean a lot to us. It's basically all our experiences over that period of time.
Yeah, awesome. So Take a Rest was actually mastered by a Grammy-nominated engineer. Tell us a little bit about that.
Andre Ehrman, he's the same guy who worked on the Hiatus Coyote record and a bunch of others, Chet Faker. We just basically liked what he does, and we sent him an email, and he was like, yeah, I'm really digging this music and I'm happy to be on board. And unfortunately, we couldn't get in the studio with him because we were busy doing other stuff at that point in time. But we sent it over and kind of just communicated by a distance and got the job done.
Fantastic. It's interesting what you're saying about how you sort of got inspired while you travel. Do you sort of consciously do that? Do you try and write while you try and go and, you know, pick up new experiences while you're
from influences
away? Yeah.
It's really important to have experiences in order to actually be able to write, for me personally. Because if I'm not doing anything, then there's nothing, I don't have any ideas that come to mind. So constantly, whatever I'm doing, as long as I'm experiencing new things, there's always going to be creativity flowing through me. That was a huge part, a very important factor to the creation of the album. And it's an ongoing thing. Like, even though the album's done, every new experience is always just going into the pool of ideas, and then on the other end of things, it's a matter of finding the ones that that stick and kind of finishing those off.
Definitely. Tell us about the album. You're saying you take on, you know, sort of influences and experiences and then put them in, and that's an interesting point. Do you actually walk around with a notepad or with a with a phone and actually, you know, write them down as they happen, or just pull it together?
It's really different every time, but I often will just be like walking down the street in a strange city, and then like suddenly a little idea will come to my head, so I'll just pull out my phone, voice memos, and just sing something into it, and then usually I'll forget about it for like a couple of months, and then when I'm sitting down in a place where I can record, I'll start like making a piano part or a guitar part, and then I'll be like, I wonder if I have any vocal lines. So I'll open up my phone and listen through voice memos, and then often there'll be just something that sits in with the chord progression that I'm making, and it'll fit perfectly. And it's almost like the two pieces or the various pieces of the puzzle happen are made unconsciously, that somehow my subconscious brain like knows that they're going to fit together in the end or something. It's a weird process.
And it seems a lot of it seems to happen, you know, like you're saying, your subconscious, when you're not even aware of it.
Yeah, it's almost like I like to consider it as like a therapeutic process. It's like my brain's way of processing the things that I've done, like the things that I've gone through, whether they're positive or negative experiences.
Yeah.
It's just my way of understanding what I'm feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like how you guys mentioned that you draw on organic sounds and that sort of like in the field idea. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we spent, obviously, we did a lot of traveling, but when we got back, we wanted to, like, we had a bunch of songs that were sounding a little bit too studio. Because we had to create while we were on the road, we didn't have the chance to actually work on like in a full set up band room environment. So a lot of the writing was happening like electronically on the laptop, and it sounded too clean and too too clean is the best way I can describe it. So we had the desire to fill it up with sounds that were like that made it sound a bit more real and organic. So we spent a lot of time basically just going out into the garden and like recording the sound of flies or us like flicking cactuses. We even at one point the washing machine was just like making this crazy sound. We like went in and recorded that, and it kind of sounds like a helicopter taking off. At the end of Dope, which is like track 9, I think, or 10, 9. There's lots of little things like that throughout the album that just kind of create an atmosphere and give the listener an idea of where the music was produced.
Yeah. They often say that a helicopter taking off sounds a lot like a washing machine, so I believe that. It would lend the songs a lot of character as well, wouldn't it? It would sort of give, I mean, each song for yourselves, as much as the listener would sort of be able to associate each song with that sort of that kind of domestic element. Was that actually something you were trying to get? Was it trying to get a sort of home, a sense of home or a sense of place in the song by doing that?
Yeah, I guess so. At the time, it's not necessarily a conscious decision of, oh, we want this to sound like this and create this vision. It's more just like, oh, I wonder what would fit here. We need something that's in this sound palette. Oh, what about the washing machine? What about that fly that's buzzing around? I guess that just gives people, like puts people in the place that it was made. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, that's fantastic, Joe. Well, we might just jump to a quick song because we've got so much more we want to ask you about, if you don't mind. But we'll be back speaking to you after this, if you're happy to stick around.
For sure.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
You're listening to Get Serial, and we're back still on the line with Joe Lewenthal from Torah. Thank you for sticking around, Joe.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Love it. Before we went away, we were talking a little bit about your album Take a Rest, and we're just sort of wondering. We've talked a lot about the musicality of it, but we're wondering maybe so much a bit more about the themes. What's it about? If you had to pin down one particular.
So you talked earlier about the travel, and one of the tracks called Amsterdam. So, yeah, what's the influences there?
Yeah, I mean, there's not necessarily a theme across the whole board in terms of meaning. Like, each song has its own individual meaning, of course. But like you said, a lot of the inspiration was drawn over the period of intensive touring. There's some songs, there's one song about homelessness in Montreal, that's track 14, Empyrean. There's a song about Amsterdam, there's a song about called Too Much, which is basically about loving someone that you shouldn't. There's all kinds of stuff in there. I mean, it's hard to really pinpoint an overall theme, but I think that, the most spot-on explanation would be it's just like a combination of all our experiences over that period, over that two-year period. So there's, like anyone, there's ups and downs, and there's good moments and sad moments.
It sounds, Joe, like they're very quite powerful messages that you're trying to convey within your music.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's just, I like to humanize things as much as possible so that people can relate to the things that I've been through and that we've been through. So I think personally there's a couple of songs that really mean a lot to me. One of them, Bridges, is a song that I actually started 6 years ago, and it was a song that I wrote about my mother. And the first verse is, it's basically a song about wanting to have a stronger connection with my mother. And the second verse, like, the reason it took so long to write is because I just couldn't get it right. I couldn't get it to the point where I was happy to show it to her. And I only realized about 18 months ago that the second verse needed to be sang by a female because it's from my mother's perspective. And so when I found the right girl to sing that and yeah, got the whole thing to actually make sense, it finally got there. And to me, that song, like, holds a lot of meaning for me. Also, the song Too Much, like I said, being about wanting someone that you can't have and just that, like, kind of submitting to it, that's something I feel that a lot of people can relate to.
You're listening to Get Serial on Sydney 90.7. Why are we back in Anson? And we have the artist, the genius behind that song himself, Joe Lewenthal, I think has joined us again. Joe, you there?
Yes.
Beautiful. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. I just must have accidentally walked into... You didn't go near the microwave, you didn't go near the washing machine by chance, did you?
I didn't.
Sorry about that. But so before we went away, you were talking about your sort of the method behind the album, and also the sort of the meaning behind the lyrics. And you were saying how you added a female voice to the song about your mother, which just made a change. And it's interesting that one small change like that can still make all the difference.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's kind of the way it goes in writing and producing. Like, you'll have probably 90% of the song, and then you'll spend another few months just trying to get that last 10% or so. And it's often the tiniest things that just suddenly make you happy with the song. And often it's stuff that other people wouldn't even notice. It's almost just for self-satisfaction. But in saying that, you have to be happy with what you're putting out, otherwise it defeats the purpose of the whole thing. So, that's really important to us, all of us, is making sure that every last thing in the song is exactly how we want it.
Yeah, and you want to have a finished product that you're absolutely happy with and you can share with the world. And speaking of touring, you guys are going to be touring nationally. You have already done Splendor in the Grass. What's next for you?
Yeah, well, on Friday we'll be down in Melbourne at Howler, and then Saturday in Sydney, and then we've got shows around the country following that. And then later in the year, in September, we'll be heading over to Europe for a run of 25 or 30 shows all around, which is going to be awesome to go back to those places again and see the people that we saw last time. And I'm sure things will be bigger and better than ever before, so it's really exciting for us.
Brilliant. That sounds... We look forward to that, and good luck with that. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Joe. It's fascinating stuff. We could talk to you for hours, but as always, unfortunately, we are nearing the end of the interview and also the end of the show, so we're going to have to wrap it up there, but thank you for speaking to us.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
No
Thanks,
worries. Joe. Best of luck with everything. Good luck with the Howler on Friday. We'll love to try and get down.
We'll put all the details on our Facebook page, facebook.com/getserial, and they'll also be on the shortlist this Friday at 3:30, so make sure you check them out there.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.